it's a very hard sometimes thing to almost compliment yourself. I think it's something that we're not honestly used to, but that's something that if you could reflect off today, is something that you should probably do more.
Love Girls, the podcast is all about storytelling and empowerment.
Our mission is to amplify the voices of women and girls and talk about the things that matter to them most.
Love speaks to the support we give each other as we search for our own path to success.
Lead, overcome, value, empower.
That's love.
Because every girl has a story.
And our stories matter.
Hello and welcome back to Love Girls, the podcast. I'm Mariah and I'm so excited to have some incredible girls joining us today from Washington Junior High School. They are our Girls on Fire group. And if you are interested in your school joining our Girls on Fire program, be sure to hit up www.lovegirlsmagazine.com. All right, ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Deborah.
Hi, my name is Ophelia Guzman. I'm 13 years old and I go to Washington.
Hi, my name is Sophia Moran. I'm 14 years old and I go to Washington Junior High School.
Say it again.
Hi, my name is Sophia Moran. I'm 14 years old and I go to Washington Junior High.
Hi, my name is Aniston. I'm 14 years old and I go to Washington Junior High School.
And my name is Jeanette Pisano and I go to Washington too and I'm 13 years old.
Hi, I'm Teresa Babers. I am a volunteer and mentor with Love Girls Magazine, and I'm just excited to be here with these young women today. Today, we are talking about insecurities. We think that it's something that every woman or girl can relate to. So I'm actually going to ask my first question to Mariah, longtime participant of Love Girls Magazine. If you think back to when you were about these girls' ages, insecurities that either you or your friends have, what do you think would be on the top of that list? I'm curious to see how they compare to the kinds of insecurities they will say girls are facing today.
That's a great question. When I was in junior high, actually when Snapchat and Instagram got created, so this was a whole new world of accessing your friends and seeing your friends' lives through pictures and videos. If you can imagine, at that point, really the only thing that was famous was Facebook. And do you guys use Facebook at this age?
No.
Yeah, as you can imagine, I didn't either. The insecurities kind of started quick and were things that I was just not familiar with. I remember the huge rage of thigh gaps. I did not have a thigh gap. I got called fat because of I did not have a thigh gap. I remember the age of, you know, makeup is just getting brand new. You know, you're just figuring out YouTube stars. And there was this pressure that was not said but felt of if you didn't wear makeup, you weren't pretty. And also mental health was not talked about as much. And I was going through extreme suicidal thoughts and horrible depression. Because I joined the magazine, I stand here today to speak to you about this story. And so to where I am today, these girls, especially with the social pressures and the way that the news just seems to only be sharing negative things, I feel for them. But I also understand that this is a world and a generation that has so much knowledge at their fingertips. This is the generation that can truly change the world.
Whoever would like to start first, I want to hear about some insecurities that you think girls are facing in 2024. They might be insecurities that you have personal knowledge of, or there might be things that you're observing in the young people around you. So whoever would like to go first.
I see that most girls are mostly insecure about their faces and what they look like and their makeup.
Another thing I feel like a lot of people are insecure about is their personalities and the way they act.
Actually, I have a question for you all, because as a girl who is in the same generation as y'all, so there is always one comment that you're always going to remember. somebody said it on your Instagram, your Snapchat, your Facebook. Do you remember that comment? That one comment that you just really can't shake?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that?
It was about my face.
Your face?
And one of my friends had actually said that to me.
Bold. Is that person really a friend?
No. I don't talk to them now.
That's good. I'm glad. You don't deserve that negativity in your life. You don't. And I think your face is beautiful.
Thank you.
There was a time where I posted this video and a lot of people were commenting about my teeth or my smile. And a lot of people, like even my siblings, will say stuff like that.
I'm so sorry. You have great teeth. They're straight. They look great. They're healthy. And as someone who has worn braces and probably should get them back, I'm telling you, you've one set and they look great.
Do people say those comments because they're true? That's the thing we have to think about. What might be the motivations for saying those things? Is it always because it's true?
I mean, maybe something in the past that you, like maybe you were friends with them or you said something about them too and they just want to say something back just to hurt you back and stuff. Maybe because they're around people and they want to like seem cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about y'all, but I've been in girl groups where, you know, that one person who just got to talk about everybody when that one other gender comes around.
Real.
And as girls, I don't think I've ever sat there and been like, oh, wow, she's so cool. Oh, wow, I should definitely be like her. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Instead, I kind of feel I should just be overly nice at this point because people need to see that there are better humans out in the world. Could have a day where you felt like you took away your biggest insecurity, would you take it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, definitely.
Why would you take it?
I wouldn't say that I would change myself just because for people, but I feel like I would, I guess, kind of change, but not change.
And most insecurities, I will say that I had really bad acne when I was growing up. I was a little chunkier, and I was not the best at what I felt like I, you know, thought I should shine in. And at the same time, looking at myself at 22, I have none of the same features, you know? So that's initially why I asked that, because the next day, if you took that day, they would come back. And wouldn't that kind of, I just feel like a lot of what you guys are saying is other people's judgments put on you. And what I'm hearing is not really your own judgments against yourself, it's what others have told you to believe.
What I can remember about this age is that the things that I had, I thought it was interesting when you said, if you could change the thing that you're insecure about, would you? What I noticed is that when things I was insecure about changed, like when my acne cleared up, for example, and I didn't get any more pimples, then it was something else I was insecure about. And so it didn't matter because there's no perfect person. And I hope for young women, it doesn't take long for you to figure out that there will always be something you could be insecure about, but maybe focusing on your strengths. And the other thing I'm curious about, not that we can speak for guys, but I'm just curious on your thoughts. Do you think guys deal with insecurities as much as girls do?
I think guys do have insecurities. It might be of their height, how they look like, their bodies. I feel like guys do, but they just don't show it as much as girls.
Have you guys ever seen the Barbie movie?
Yes.
Love the Barbie movie, like on repeat. You know, Barbie's life starts to seem to be falling apart. She's not the stereotypical Barbie anymore. And she's starting to have these like, quote unquote, human emotions and moments. But one thing I loved about the Barbie movie is they talked about the power of our emotions, the power of a woman's emotions, how it can steer you, how it can also be the best parts of you. And so having these emotions, and not to say anyone implied this, but having these emotions are not a bad thing. And what I can tell so far from just the little conversation you all have had is you have enough emotion and courage in yourself to understand that what they're saying about me isn't true, but I would just want them to stop saying it. Make sure to compliment your girls. Make sure they're okay. You know, and your male friends. Yeah, that too. But especially at this young age, this is a hard age to get through. Make sure you're complimenting each other and making sure they understand how loved they are, because that is what will get you through this.
I would say to this group, and I can speak honestly, you are beautiful and you are brave because you're here and you could be somewhere else. And we're grateful to have you a part of Love Girls Magazine today.
Before we go, if you could compliment yourself, just talk about something that you do love about yourself.
We talked about this before, our strengths. And so I'm going to let you go first because it is a hard question. Yeah. And then I'll go next.
I think one thing that I absolutely love about myself, and something that I've been experiencing as a transitioning young adult, I graduated in 2019, and so I'm about to graduate college this year and really hit that adult life. Oh, man. But I was very intentional with calling out my strengths with myself and talking to myself a lot to really tell myself these things every day. But I love how stubborn I am. And most people probably wouldn't associate stubborn as a positive word, but I use it for my advantage. For instance, as a junior high teacher, I'm stubborn. Even if you tell me you don't want to, we're going to get it done. Or the fact that I'm so stubborn that I'm willing to work so hard for my dreams and never give up, even if people tell me it's impossible or I can't do it. I mean, there are moments in life that people are going to tell you no, and sometimes the only person stopping yourself is you.
Okay, so I'm going to try to pick two things because I think it's easy to shy away from like physical things about yourself. There was someone who once said, you have to name a body part that you like. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do that. So a long time ago, I decided that I like my lips. I do. I like putting lipstick on them. I like putting lip gloss on them. And I like them. And as far as a strength, I think I'm a good friend. And I'm proud of that. My daughters are listening. I think I'm a good mom. If you call me, I'll be there. And even if I'm not your mama, but you see me like that and you call me, I'll be there. And I'm proud of that. That's my love language. If you need me and I can help, I'll do it.
Something I love about myself, I would say, I guess my face. I mean, I love putting makeup on and doing like just trying different makeup techniques on my face. The more and more and more I try techniques and on my face and stuff, the more I'm kind of feeling confident. And one thing I do have in my room is I put little sticky notes because I've seen people like do it, so why not I do it too? So I have sticky notes in my room. And that's it. Like, it says basically you're pretty, you know, you're worth it and stuff. Just like when I wake up in the morning, I always look at those sticky notes and I read, I look over and over in them. And I'm just like, and I look at myself and I was like, yeah, like, you know, I look good or I look like this and that. You
good,
know,
good for you.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm wearing and stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like how like much that like I'm there for like my friends. And that, like, whenever, like, they need something, especially, like, my really close friends, that, like, I would always do anything to, like, be there for them and to make sure that, like, they're okay. And, like, that's just something that I like about, like, my personality, is that, like, I'll always, like, put, like, one of my friends and make sure that they're doing well. And if they need anything, like, I'll always be there to help them.
I'm gonna also name two things. One thing I like about myself is my sense of style, because I feel like it's a nice way to express yourself. Like, it just is fun to try on things and, like, dress up. But one of my strengths, I feel like, is I can be a reliable person, because whether we're close or even if we fell off, I feel like I'll always be able to talk to them, like, if they need me.
I don't know. I guess I like my eyes, because they remind me of my grandma, and I also like my name because I'm named after her. But it's
It's very sweet. I'm named after somebody, so I feel you. It's almost like an honor.
but I'm really honored that I'm named after her because I lost her in 2020.
I'm sorry for your loss. And the great thing is that when you look in the mirror, you can see her with you.
One thing I like about myself is my name, because my name is in the Bible. And I like to go to church and like read about the Bible and like learn about God and go like be more closer to Him.
It's a very hard sometimes thing to almost compliment yourself. I think it's something that we're not honestly used to, but that's something that if you could reflect off today, is something that you should probably do more, because there's one voice that you hear constantly and it's yours. So if you are gonna hear your voice constantly, try your best to make it positive. And there are things that we're gonna stop that. There are mental health things, there's just bad days, but reminding yourself of the strength and the power and the beauty and the joy that comes in life are things that can help those insecurities, because 13-year-old Mariah versus 22-year-old Mariah do not have the same insecurities, have different confidence levels, but also don't have the same friends and peers. So you choose how you want your life to be and you choose the direction. And that's the amazing thing about life, is that your thought process can really depict how you look at life. So I am so excited for you guys to continue to grow through Love Girls Magazine. And if any of you are interested in joining Love Girls Magazine, please be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
And we will see you next time.